Today is Tuesday, October 29th. Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. The body of a man was found after a search of a home by law enforcement in Prairie du Chien Friday. Police said that they were called to do a welfare check on a man and found him dead at the home. A 39-year-old man was arrested. According to a release, the dead man had wounds from a sharp object. The investigation led to a search of a home in Grant County as well. Police said that the incident was, quote, not random, and that the suspect and victim knew each other. Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance brought policy comments to a stop in Wausau Monday, but also attacks on Vice President Kamala Harris. Vance attacked Harris on energy policies and inflation, saying a Trump administration would allow more oil drilling and require that newly built homes go to American families. The Harris-Walz ticket continues to campaign throughout Wisconsin. Lisa Hale reports.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is in Manitowoc Monday at a union-supported factory, encouraging voters in northeast Wisconsin to vote early for Vice President Kamala Harris and Democrats throughout the ballot. This was Walz's first visit to Manitowoc and his seventh to Wisconsin as vice presidential candidate.
She understands that manufacturing jobs are the ticket to the middle class, a ticket that doesn't require you go into debt with a college degree. And under her leadership, we're winning the race to make sure the future is made in America.
Later in the day, he attended a private event in Waukesha.
The Harris-Walz campaign says former President Bill Clinton is slated to visit the Fox Valley and Milwaukee Thursday. Clinton's visit comes roughly a week after former President Barack Obama campaigned with vice presidential nominee Tim Walz in Madison. Clinton is expected to tout Harris's agenda while encouraging Wisconsinites to vote early for Dems across the ballot. This will be Clinton's first visit to Wisconsin during the campaign cycle. Voters in some Wisconsin school districts are facing big funding requests in their ballots. State Department of Public Instruction data indicates at least 121 districts putting referendum questions before voters, including some with more than one on the same ballot. That's the case in Madison Metropolitan Schools, requesting $100 million over 4 years for operations, and a second referendum asking for facilities bonds totaling $507 million over 23 years. More than a dozen Milwaukee area districts have referendums. In the Arrowhead District, voters are being asked for $261 million for facilities and $7.6 million for operations. Voters in the Cudahy District are being asked for $12.4 million for facilities and $10.4 million for operational expenses. And voters in Green Bay Area Public Schools are being asked to approve a $183 million capital referendum to address safety and renovations. Locally, the Ithaca School District is asking voters to approve an operational referendum in the amount of $1.3 million each year for its duration of 4 years. As its name implies, revenue received via an operational referendum is used to meet the cost associated with operating the district, which may include to attract and retain qualified teachers, Chromebooks for one-to-one instruction, access points to provide a reliable internet connection school-wide, additional safety operations, and a school bus with the intention of returning to a biannual purchase rotation to minimize repair cost. In addition, the Baraboo School District is seeking $85.7 million. The Iowa Grant District is seeking $1.2 million. The Lafarge School District is seeking $900,000. The Wisconsin Dells District is seeking $4.5 million. And the Reedsburg District has two referendum questions totaling $30 million. The Biden administration wants to require private health insurers to cover all approved forms of birth control, even over-the-counter options. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin President Tanya Atkinson says it's a step in the right direction and makes sure people can have complete coverage when some birth control options don't work. The rule would make clear provisions in the Affordable Care Act that require contraception coverage by insurers. A number of plans have denied coverage to OTC medications, while others restrict access to just a few forms of birth control. It's unclear if the rule will be implemented by the time President Biden leaves office in January. Several key deadlines are approaching for eligible registered Wisconsin voters seeking to cast an absentee ballot before next week's general election. In-person absentee voting will be held through Sunday. Importantly, the times and locations of in-person absentee voting differs from municipality to municipality, so you will need to check with your municipal clerk as to opportunities to cast your absentee ballot. Some smaller jurisdictions choose to offer IPAV by appointment only. You may view IPAV availability by entering your voting address on the My Vote Wisconsin website. Meanwhile, Thursday is the last day to request an absentee ballot by mail, online, email, or fax for the November 5th general election. In practical terms, though, that results in an unrealistic time frame for you to complete the ballot and return it to your clerk by Election Day. If you need assistance with energy or heating bills, the Wisconsin Public Service Commission encourages you to act now before the disconnection moratorium kicks in. Bureau of Consumer Affairs Director Brad Rose says the moratorium prevents utilities from disconnecting essential services to residential customers from November 1st to April 15th. Rose says customers should contact their utility provider before November 1st to make a payment or arrange a payment plan. Rose says utilities are not required to reconnect service until payment arrangements have been made. More information is available on the Public Service Commission website, psc.wi.gov/pages/home.aspx. The Richland Hospital and Clinics has received an American Heart Association Outpatient Program Achievement Award in recognition for its commitment to reducing the risk of heart disease and stroke by improving blood pressure management. The awards recognize a commitment to following the latest evidence and science-based care guidelines. Nearly half of all adults in the U.S. have some form of cardiovascular disease, including heart attack, stroke, or heart failure. High cholesterol, type 2 diabetes, and uncontrolled high blood pressure are leading risk factors for cardiovascular disease, but with timely diagnosis, research-based treatment, and education, these conditions can be managed. The Outpatient Achievement Award programs put the expertise of the American Heart Association to work for hospitals nationwide, helping ensure the care provided to patients is aligned with the latest evidence and research-based guidelines. As a participant in the Target BP program, TRHC was recognized after demonstrating how their organization has committed to improving risk factor management for patients. This year, TRHC received Target BP Silver recognition, jointly presented by the American Heart Association and the American Medical Association. A United States Department of Agriculture rule requiring newly applied cattle and bison official ID tags to have both a visual and electronic component will go into effect on November 5th. Currently, the only official tags that meet these requirements are 840 RFID tags. The requirement applies to official identification placed for any reason, including interstate movement, brucellosis vaccination, and tuberculosis testing. Cattle tagged with visual-only official tags prior to November 5th do not need to be re-tagged unless they lose their ID. These changes only apply to official ID for cattle and bison. The purpose of this rule is to improve livestock traceability. Electronic identification tags and systems provide many advantages over traditional metal tags, including faster information sharing, more accurate and precise identification of animals, and significantly faster record searches during disease outbreaks.